Shannon. Shannon, I hear the Lord say that, daughter, it's a new day for you. The Lord says, daughter, I'm even washing away the things of past days, says God. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to cause you a new refreshing even to be your portion. The Lord says, even I'm doing it this summer. But the Lord says, daughter, even as the summer ends, and don't think that you're here even by accident. The Lord says, daughter, it's a divine appointment for you, says God. The Lord says, daughter, this is a season I am restoring to you, says the Lord. The Lord says, I'm restoring you first, even in your health, says God. I'm going to cause even a new vitality and a new energy even to be your portion, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you feel like every day, Lord, I just feel like I'm just so weary. I'm just so weary, and I haven't really been able to figure out. But the Lord says, no, that assignment of the enemy that's even just to come to even wear you out, the Lord says, I'm ending that thing, says God. And the Lord says, there's a supernatural strengthening that I'm doing even in your body. And the Lord says, daughter, no, I'm eradicating every device, every assignment of the enemy, every infirmity, and every way that the enemy's even trying to war against you. Because the Lord says, daughter, I am going to satisfy you with long life, says God. And the Lord says, long life shall even be your portion, says the Lord. So the Lord says, daughter, I'm resurrecting even your dreams, even once again. The Lord says, there was even a dream and a vision that you even once had within the midst of your heart, and you felt like you had to lay it down. You felt like you had to lay it aside. But the Lord says, daughter, no, even in this season of time, I'm resurrecting it afresh and anew, and I'm going to bring it into that place of fulfillment, says God. And you've said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to even do it. I don't know how you're going to even fulfill that thing. But the Lord says, daughter, watch and see what I will not do for you, says God. Because the Lord says, daughter, you're not going to have to do it by your own plan and even by your own hand and by your own design. But the Lord says, truly, daughter, it is even my desire and is my design even that I have for you. The Lord says, you feel like I'm just going to have to do even a total 180, and I don't know how that I'm going to even do that. But the Lord says, daughter, I even have plans for you, says God. I even have a destiny. And you felt like you were even on that track and you're on that path at one point in your life. And you said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get the finances together even to be able to do this. I don't know how it's going to even happen, how it's going to even come about. But the Lord says, daughter, even watch and see, because I'm going to cause even the finances to come in that place of alignment, says God. So the Lord says, daughter, know that as you begin even to write out the vision, as you begin even to write out those things that you even desire, says God, the Lord says, even those things that you desire for me to do, the Lord says, get ready, daughter. I see even the application process. You haven't even started even the application process, because you said, Lord, what would even be the use of that? But the Lord says, daughter, even begin it. Begin even to write it out, says God. Fill it out. Fill out the paper. Sign it. Believe me, because the Lord says, even as you fill out the application and even as it's completed, I'm going to cause the finances even to be there by the time you complete it, says the Lord. So the Lord says, even trust me in that, because it's a new season even that I have for you, says God. And the Lord says, daughter, know that you feel like sometimes like you've been a little bit on the shelf, like I've kind of put you on the shelf. But the Lord says, daughter, know that even for this season, you haven't been put on the shelf. But the Lord says, I've been pouring into you. And the Lord says, I've been pouring in the oil, and I've been pouring in the wine. And the Lord says, daughter, I've been even speaking to you your identity and who you truly are in me. Because for a season, daughter, you felt like you lost your identity and you didn't know who you were. But the Lord says, daughter, I know who you are. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to know who you are in me, says God. And the Lord says, even who you are, even as an individual, because the Lord says, I've uniquely created you. And the Lord says, I've created you, and I'm bringing you forth even for such a time as this into my divine purpose. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to walk in anointing, even for an area of vocation, of business. But the Lord says, daughter, there's a strong even anointing of ministry, says the Lord. The Lord says, there's a prophetic anointing that I've even placed on the inside of you. It's been dormant for a while. It's been dormant for a long time. But the Lord says, I'm resurrecting it afresh and anew. The Lord says, daughter, the gift and callings are without repentance. So the Lord says, daughter, rise up in me and allow me even to flow through you, even afresh and anew. Because the Lord says, daughter, there was a time when you were even young that I visited you. And the Lord says, you used to just come and you used to just share those things that I placed even within your spirit. And the Lord says, daughter, that place of discernment, the Lord says, it's still there. There's a strong discerning of spirits that's on the inside of you. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm resurrecting that afresh in you. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. When you were young, you were just a little bit cautious about it. And there was some misunderstanding that happened because you thought you kind of shared with even some people and you felt like you kind of cast your pearls before swine, as it were. And they just kind of turned and they they just trampled you, and you said, oh, I don't know if I really want to go there. But the Lord says, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to bring you forth, and I'm going to bring you forth even in that discernment, says God. And the Lord says, I've caused it to be sharp, and I've caused it to be keen. So get ready, daughter, because I'm partnering with you in this season. And Lord says, I'm going to even begin to bring you up, even as I begin to educate, bring you into the area of education. The Lord says, daughter, I have need of you. I have need of you even in ministry. I have need of you also in that realm, says God, even for that training. The Lord says, I'm going to begin even to send you forth to the mission field, but it's not going to be the same as I've done for other people. The Lord says, it's not like you're going to go all the time, but you're going to come and go. And the Lord says, there are going to be even those things that you're going to step into vocationally. The Lord says, even in employment. But the Lord says, also, daughter, I'm going to even send you sometimes even in missions. But the Lord says, it's going to be totally different than what you've seen others do and the way that I've used them to do, says the Lord. But the Lord says, it's okay, because my grace will be upon you as I send you forth. So the Lord says, get ready, because it's a new season of launching for you, says the Lord. The Lord says, it's a new season of joy. It's a new season of hope. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to cause even some teaming together to come in the days to come. And the Lord says, it's going to be a joyful thing for you, says the Lord. So the Lord says, just enjoy. Enjoy your time with me. Enjoy your life, says the Lord. Because the Lord says, daughter, it's not hopeless. The Lord says, daughter, I have even a future. I have hope for you even in this season. And you're going to rejoice in me. And you're going to have the impartation for many others in the days to come.